What you do with it makes all the difference in the world. To have an educated mind in deity puts you in control of the empowering of the tongue and of the feet and of the hands. I marvel at the scripture that says, teach my hands to war. Would you teach your hands to war with your uncle behind you? A lot of people use this, Brother Brian. All you got to do is use the same hand. Try that other deal. No, don't do it. A lot of people are fighting what they should be loving, and that's their neighbor. And woe be to the people that call themselves God's children that use their fist to destroy. What about your aunt? Would you comfort her a little bit? She needs it. She don't just need that masculine man beside her. Isn't that awesome? Try it, Brother Randy. Right next door is your neighbor. Boy, I feel love flowing through here today. Ladies and gentlemen, love your neighbor is something you can do. And I promise you, it will do more for our community than frowning at them. Even if they get in your way, teacher, smile to work in the... And I'm asking you to do something that's a struggle for me, okay? I am here to encourage you. Now think about this statement with me. There is as much of God here in this room as there is in heaven. See, you've got access to as much of Him as you want to get rid of flesh and the desires of flesh. And that imposes upon us the responsibility. You can have as much of Him as you want, or you can have as little of Him as you want. And that choice is made by the desire of more flesh stuff or more God stuff. You have to choose that. No pastor is going to force feed you. There are pastors, the Bible said, that will reduce the promises of God, the price of them, that you can just expect all the promises of God without the dedication to God. And I'll just tell you again, the most perverted person can learn to work with gravity. That's one of the law of God's that is in operation. And if you learn to work with the laws of the Spirit, Procter & Gamble, they learned it years ago, give and it shall be given. All these freebies that were promised at places, come and get this dinner free, they understand the law of average, give and it shall be given. There will be enough people buy into the, what do you call those timeshare programs? They give you a night free, and then they sell you timeshares. They understand that. And the law of averages works for them. And I want to tell you, deception works very much the same way. The Bible said there are those that are deceived and being deceived that are offering tickets to heaven. And you can get them cheap some places. But Jesus said, if any man would be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. It doesn't get any more simple in language. It doesn't get any more simple in that level of truth. It just is tough to believe that by sacrificing yourself to Him, that life can become as great as He promised. So we drag a little bit of Him around and hope for all of Him. Not going to happen. You either take Him totally or you have limited power, and you can't claim the promises of all power till you're totally sold out to Him. Now, if that's all you got out of the lesson today, it would be worth having dressed and come. Fought all the people's cars on the way. It's not so important that I have perfect performance in front of you as long as I have passion to perform any of Him. And if I teach you to perform by passion part of Him, the chances are far greater that you're going to get a hold of Him. Would you praise Him again for the chance? Just the opportunity. Hallelujah. I wish somebody just say it under your breath. You don't even have to let your neighbor hear it, but it would be nice if they did. I came here on purpose. I didn't come because it's a routine. I want more of Him. I want to be like Him. I want to be able to overcome every deficit in life. And that's why I'm here, and I hope that's the reason all of us are here. You're on a roll. We are all on a roll, and everybody is. Prophecy is coming to light daily. I never cease to marvel. People don't look at it like the Bible declares it, but see, God does things God way. And the carnal mind, the Bible said, cannot understand the things of the Spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. But I'm going to show you something. This big ball that we roll around, that rolls around every day, and day in and day out, every now and then he reaches over and thumps it, so to speak. Now, don't thump your neighbor's ear, but just think of it happening. It would get your attention, particularly if they got good, strong thump. Now, what God does every now and then is he'll thump a mountain over in Hawaii, and all of a sudden, something comes shooting out of there. And we call it a volcano. God calls it an act of God, and your insurance company calls it an act of God. It's amazing to me that the insurance company ran out of definitions a long time ago on what's happening. God thumps it again, and bridges that were built in strength and power are shaken in California and fall, and hundreds of people are goofed up for days. One thump. And the whole world goes to shaking. He turns Satan loose. The Bible tells you if you're having a problem with your neighbor, turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, for the saving of the soul. Don't forget that saving of the soul. I don't want anybody to go to the hell I know about. And I've got a lesson coming up. I don't know when God's going to have me to preach it, but hell may not be as bad as you think, because too many have already learned how to live with it here. I can't imagine a tomorrow without hope, though. The only difference is right now that a lot of mothers are experiencing hell right now over the loss of 10 kids in Houston, Texas. I'm talking about hell. I'm talking about torment. Why? How? Who? And then the mother and dad of the kid, can't imagine. Their statement is, I can't imagine my kid doing that. Somebody say hell. Hell hath loosed its mouth without measure, Isaiah said. He looked ahead in time. And he understood if somebody don't stand up, hell's mouth is going to get so open, it's going to touch every life in the world. Well, you can question God all day long. You say, well, I just can't understand a God that do that. I can't understand a God that make all this. You can question it all your life and just live in misery the rest of your life. Or you can turn to him and say, look, I'm ready to serve you. You have the answer for breathing. You have the answer for healing. You have the answer for a health. And you have the answer for a future. And he displayed every bit of that. When he sent forth his son into the world, made of woman, in the likeness of sinful flesh, he lived and he walked among us and showed us that I want to tell you that you can make it through this world, and if you'll just keep your eyes on the Holy Spirit, you are going to negotiate every trial, every verbal abuse, every people that have tried to hurt you. And then not only that, when you get to the graveyard, you got an exit on the other side. For I am the Redeemer, and I am life everlasting, and I am the Redeemer. resurrection, and I am the forgiver. I'm here to tell somebody, you got a reason to be shouting today. You're living close to the King. You're living close to the one that hangs heaven and earth on nothing but his word. Look again at the sun. Look again at the earth and see if you find any mechanism of man holding it in place. It is held in place by his word. And if you'll take him at his word, you will be held in the palm of his hand, in the protection, not the protection of your flesh. You're going to kill that. You're going to destroy that. That's never going to lead you again. So prophecy is coming to light daily. How much more of it do we have to see? Evil men shall wax worse and worse. I wish somebody would say that. What do you expect out of a world where God said if they don't get under the blood and they don't get the power of the Holy Spirit, evil men are going to wax worse and worse. And here's what he tells you that is evil. Whatsoever is not of faith is evil. Oh, we think just getting drunk and overdosing on drugs. No. Don't you let that get you goofed up. I'm telling you, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And I'm telling you it today in the name of Jesus. It's time for every mother to war against the powers of hell. It's time for every daddy to seek God on bended knees and say, not my will but thine be done. We got to have some help, and it's not going to come from Hollywood, and it's not going to come from the politicians. It's going to come from the blood and the word, for they agree in heaven. No parent can convince me they care about their kids unless they're living subject to the powers of Jesus Christ. You may enjoy your kids, but you'll turn on them in a heartbeat. Heard a mother that goes to church not long ago say, I'm through with my kid. What? You brought that kid here. You owe it to that kid to show them the path that's straight and narrow. You owe it to them to find a holiness and a godliness. I owe it to you. I have taken your tithe money. Don't think I'm going to get up here and play games with your soul. I've got to answer to him for taking his tithe money. Every dollar you give in tithing, I'm obligated to preach to you a path that will get you out of here. And I will not preach any other gospel than that which we have heard. And that is, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you. And somebody say, your children. I'm not talking about just talking in tongues. I'm talking about a spirit of the Redeemer. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me you are either becoming more full of life and him, or you're becoming more dead to his conviction, to his love, to his wisdom. You're becoming distant to that, or you're becoming more full of that. It's a choice we make. He would never do anything less. I know no preacher preaches this much. We just adjust. But I want to tell you, God's not through leading. He's still got his finger out. Come unto me. You heard our hospital pastor say it today. Come, go with me to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I am life, and I am that more abundantly. There are some of us today that hold the key to the future of a business in town. There are some of us that hold the key to the future of who's going to be our next mayor. Some of us hold the key, and I refuse to sit in a church, sir, and call myself the salt of the earth and stay in the salt shaker. I want to be shaken out. I want to be proven, hallelujah, with a testimony. I want to take the salt and salt it on people. Give them a voice. that's got some salt or some purification power in it, some hope. Without me, you can do nothing. If you say it's slow, it's no thing. Becoming one with him is to have his spirit. Dying for others is inconvenient. It's not convenient to die for others. Dad, you are the head of the house. I'm calling on you today. What are you going to do? Are you going to show your kids, or are you going to tell them that they ought to serve God? Listen to them. Aren't they cool? I love hearing the kids. Have any of you gone in and see the decorum that our teachers? I told them, I said, y'all get a video of that. I want to show it to everybody. There's no way everybody can go through there. It gets crowded in there quick. But I'm telling you, our teachers have been over day after day after day. Please tell those teachers how much we appreciate them working hour after hour to keep a Sunday school department alive that teaches what I'm teaching in here today. He is the resurrection and the life. He, without him, you cannot make it. But with him, all things are possible. Take time. Don't let the enemy get you into rushing to think you got things more important than the kingdom somewhere out yonder. There's nothing going to be important the day the trumpet sounds. Consistently cleansing ourselves from all filth of the flesh and the spirit in order to change our world. It's obvious. We have been living like we've been living for days. And the same people are still complaining that there's no hope, no help, or nothing. Somebody's got to get a hold of the brass ring, call the mighty God in Christ, and say, I'm walking out of this house today, and I'm going to lift my quiet, powerful voice, and I'm going to tell them, I can tell you, there's a preacher on the southeast side of the loop that's preaching, he's not dead, he's still alive, and his mercies endureth to all generations, and his glory has not been concealed, and the hope is still alive that we can become powerful enough that we tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. I wish we'd praise him a little. I wish somebody put some heart in it. I mean, I'm talking about heart. He watches the heart. The Bible said by him actions are weighed. God, I thank you for this people that are gathered here today. God, I thank you today for the hope that lives in that book. I thank you for the hope that lives in your Holy Ghost power. I thank you for the hope that lives in this world, because some people in front of us paid a strong price to develop this church years ago, and we will not let it go into poverty. Transform minds will be the power that will transform the world. The Bible says it so declaratively. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. As he is in the world, so shall we be. His people, his passion, his purpose. We're coming out of this building today. I wish somebody looked toward the future and say, I'm coming today in the blood. I'm coming today, kids, in the word. I'm coming today, children, in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to try to direct your steps with the wisdom of man. We see where that's all ended, but we do see the wisdom of God and the power of its might. And I'm telling you, he gives peace where there's been trouble. He gives glory where there's been confusion. He is the Lord God Almighty, and there's none like him anywhere, gonna be anywhere like him. We've been here for scores of years, and there's not a spirit that can rival his. Nobody has an altar that can transform a mind like his. Brother Matt, am I telling the truth today? Would you stand up and give us either a lazy no or a healthy hallelujah? God transform your life. That's what I'm talking about. And no preacher can do that. There's no mother that can do that. There's no friend that can do that. I'm here to tell you there's only one. His name is Jesus. He shall be born of woman, and he shall save his people from their sins. Don't celebrate Christmas and then say you don't believe he can do that. Because if you celebrate Christmas, you're confessing that Jesus came into the world born of a virgin and was raised in the power of the Father, and he lived in the glory of the Father while he was in an earthly tabernacle. And he did that to exhibit to you it can be done. Thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. That's what we ought to live. I wish somebody would quote that next to last. Thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. That's Jeremiah. And this is where the Lord is saying, through the prophet, he said, I know my thoughts toward you, saith the Lord of hosts. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. Now I want you to pretend that your neighbor is sitting right beside you, and I want you to quote that to them by proxy. I know my thoughts toward you, neighbor. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. That's what the church does. We have been transformed by the renewing of our mind to think just like Jesus does. We don't wish ill on anybody. We don't wish hell on anybody. We don't wish condemnation on anybody. The church is going to walk out of the salt shaker and say, let me tell you something. My thoughts towards you, I'm going to help you to have find peace. I'm going to help you to find the master. I'm going to help you to find truth that will set you free from all of your history. We've got a tomorrow. We don't have a yesterday. You can't correct anything about yesterday. There's only one thing you can do with it. And it's the most fabulous thing Jesus ever put in motion. And that is, you can plead the blood of Jesus over it. That is, the opposite of that scripture is, be sure your sins will find you out. And if we get that far in the lesson day, you're going to see it perfectly, but I want you to hear it. Be sure your sins will find you out. You're going to meet everything you did wrong unless you put it under the blood. And that's why Romans 10 says, if you'll confess that you did wrong, you can take that blood of the covering and put it on top of that, and it'll never haunt you another day. And that again by faith. I don't care how much bad you've done, the blood will take care of it. I wish you'd tell your neighbor, I think he's preaching to you. That's exactly right. I didn't come to preach to your neighbor. I came to preach to you. You're the one I'm here to help. I wish somebody would say it one more time. My neighbor and the people that run over me on the road nearly. I know my thoughts toward you. They are thoughts of peace. Because next time I see you, you're going to be a better driver. I'm telling you, a Christianity that don't work on the streets is not worth getting you out of a grave for. That's something. Yeah, I've already made several statements. You ought to be tweeting or Facebooking or something. They ought to be full of it out there tomorrow. It ought to be like wells of hope. My God, today we got to the house of God and it was like a Niagara. It was springing up into everlasting life. The only people that don't enjoy this kind of preaching is those that don't ever intend to face Jesus and follow him. Becoming, teaching, training, realizing of the increase, there is no end. Satan will stop at nothing. We've seen that. The book says it this way. He has enlarged, hell hath enlarged its mouth without measure. Somebody say, no limit to what hell will do to get my kids. You don't have to think long to think right. If they really wanted to get rid of the murders, quit pumping all that TV junk in our kids' minds. Quit letting them watch anything they want to watch on the box. We want everybody else to get right, but we don't want to discipline ourselves to make it right. Jesus said, I'll become whatever you need me to be so you can be free, and I'm willing to give you everything. I wish you'd say it again. I know my thoughts toward everybody. They are thoughts of peace, not destruction, not evil, but they are thoughts of peace for a good hope of a final outcome. And I'll tell you how I'm going to hope it. I'm going to hope it to the point that I walk triumphantly out of this church meeting, and I'm going to pray every day, and I'm going to seek the face of God, and I'm going to fast and seek the word of God until my life is one with Him. That's what oneness is. You can claim all the oneness you want to, but until you're walking with Him, you're not one with Him, and it's just some distant doctrine. The oneness is not some doctrine hid in some annals of time. You don't love me happens when people don't know what love is. So what is love? Somebody say John 3:16. John 3:16. Been abused by so many of us, it's pathetic. And I'm not harsh, but I'm telling you the truth. John 3:16 says, God so loved, somebody say loved, it's in past tense, we already see what love is. That's a past tense feature. God so loved the world that he, so give is one part of love. He gave his only begotten son. So what does Jesus do for anybody? The death, burial, and resurrection is all about covering your sins. Somebody say protecting us. And then the death, burial, and resurrection itself, the resurrection, is to provide for you. The Bible says it this way. Paul says he provides for us a more excellent way to live. Don't you love that? Boy, isn't that a wonderful truth? It makes my soul breathe today to think that he's protected us from all of my history and all of my yesterdays by his blood. And then he has provided by his blood cleanliness of mind, cleanliness of heart. And I can walk uninhibited by this flesh because I have now crucified my flesh, and I'm in Christ a new creature, and all things become possible to them that are in Christ. And I dance in the Holy Ghost, and I dance, hallelujah. I'm sad about a world that don't mind dancing, but they don't dance to the right stuff. Don't let your neighbors tell you that we're the only ones emotional. You just let a little rat run across their house and they go crazy. Come on, folks. It's time for us to wake up and start voicing ourselves. Put some salt in this earth. We've got a God that's able. I said, we've got a God that's able. If he's ever done it, he's able. Somebody that's he's ever done any of this for you, you ought to say he's able. Yes, God. Thank you, God. You're to be praised. You are independently wealthy. Breath you've never spent has already been coming to you while I've been preaching to you. Take that next one or don't. Whatever you choose. I don't see anybody holding their breath. You know who does that for you? I wish somebody just say it. God, it's not you. Forget that. All he's got to do is say it's over, and you quit breathing. You can be 2 years old, you can be 200 years old, and he can just say, it's over. Time shall be no more. And it's over. So you don't even deserve the next breath, but God says you do. Energy or life that you have not yet touched the edge of is yours. In 5 minutes, everything being like it has been, you're going to have a choice. I want out of here or I want more. It may not take 5 minutes for some of you. Relationships that will afford or distract you are in your life now. There are people that you are surrounded by. You have to choose your friends. You can't choose who you live next door to, but you can choose your friends. Those people that put stuff into your life that motivate it or distract it from the purpose. There are relationships right now that are going on that God started years ago to help you find a future that is significantly powerful. Investment opportunities wait your decision and commitment. You can't just decide to be rich. You can't just decide to love. You got to commit yourself to it. I wish you'd tell somebody close, I'm committed to loving you. Now, this is a good time to renew all your vows. Nobody has to see it but you and the mate. And if your mate's not here, just say it in a spiritual sense. But investment opportunities, because I tell you, wherever you sow your seed, conversation, spirit, you're going to reap. And I can't think of a better place to reap from than a wife or a husband or kids. So then you go to the scripture, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Spend time with important things. I can tell you, I'm fixing to touch some areas that are sensitive. Returns are on all of the time invested. Wherever you invest your time today, you'll get returns, even if you call it nothing. But it will be returned unto you what you invest your life in. If you have nothing coming in, then just assume and realize you can't plant a seed even in the ground and it not come up. I don't care if it's a dandelion. I don't care if it's a mushroom. I don't care what it is. God's got procreation in place, and whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I want to tell you this testimony because it's highly important. Because I had done so much wrong when I was young, and I had been so rebellious, and I cussed, and I lied, and I lusted, and everything you can think of, I did it. And the day came I wanted to live for God. But this law of sowing and reaping got me. And I thought, man, even if I start now, I got years of reaping. And it won't be worth it. That was the argument that your pastor had with myself. And I mean, it was a serious argument. I just love the Holy Ghost. I mean, he is so simple. He can get on my level of life. He just whispered in my ear, man, wake up. Just sow a bunch of good stuff. And it will outlive and move in on the bad stuff growing.
Whoa, good. Hey, love you, man. Hey, well, you're forgiven. Hey, let me do something nice. Let me give you a quarter.
Whatever you do in the name of the Lord, there'll be a reward of God reward. And I thought, dear God, this isn't that bad. And the first thing you know, just a couple of months later, I'm starting to get harvest coming in. I'm starting to praise God in every day. Every day I get up, I can't hardly wait to praise him. Every night I go to bed, I can't hardly wait to praise him. Every day I get up, I try to find somebody to do something nice for. And the first thing you know, I got this crop growing. And I said, come on, somebody help me reap this stuff. Somebody help me haul this stuff home. It's just seeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. It's according to the law of the harvest, how the home goes. Come on, dads. Come on, moms. Get that love in there. Get that forgiveness in there. Get that mercy in there. Get that glory in there. We're about to change this city. You are so valuable. You have no idea why the enemy has tried to turn you to just a routine, what we call Christian, which there is no such thing. Returns on all the devotions of time and energy. Your morning devotion does not go unnoticed by the one who gives the increase. Your morning devotion, your secret sacrifice, your secret, whatsoever is done in secret shall be rewarded openly. That's a direct word from God's word. I wish somebody'd praise him just for this much. My God, you're loading us down. You're creating a future we can't create for ourselves. My God, you're hoping, giving us hope that we could not develop for ourselves. Some of us never dreamed. I wish somebody that's got it going would stand up and scream hallelujah. Never dreamed life was so full, abundant, as God said. Hallelujah from the pulpit. Thank God today. what a glorious God today. I'm living in more than I ever dreamed. I wish Sister Denise was here. She could sing my favorite song. I started out, and I'm going to finish, and I'll tell you why I'm going to finish. It's been greater already than I ever dreamed. Yes, it's hard. Yes, when I wake up at 3 and 4 in the morning and realize what sin is happening in this city and what the devil's trying to do to some of my favorite people in this city. Yes, the weight is so heavy, but it don't take but a few minutes of getting in His presence. And I couldn't believe the song they chose to sing, His presence is so near. And I'm thinking, my God, that's what I'm preaching about. You are everywhere. You are everywhere. There's not a jail you can go to that you're not there. There's not a place you can go to. You're in the grave. You're in the outside. You're in the heavens. You're in hell. You're everywhere. That's amazing to me. Some like you. Some did like you. Others await your presence and love. There are those who will use you for their advantage. You may or may not be advantaged by their use of your name or life or etc. Businesses await your patronage. They don't wait on you. They're more aggressive than the church. How many of you got an email yesterday from somebody soliciting you? How many of you don't do email? Or you just throw them away before you get them? How many of you have seen advertisements all over town, TV and radio, trying to get you to buy into what they got going? They're not going to give up because you hadn't been there. And one of these days, and sitting on that couch in weakness, you're going to say, you know what? Maybe. I've seen 7 or 8 others buy into it. I think I'll try it. I'm telling you, buy the truth and sell it not. It's in the book. I wish somebody would say, buy the truth and sell it not. I know my thoughts towards you, neighbor. I know my thoughts towards you, city government. I know my thoughts towards you, world. I know my thoughts towards you, saith the Lord of hosts. They are thoughts of peace, not evil. Meaning, I am going to bring peace to all of your confusion. I'm going to bring solidarity to all of your wiggle worm stuff. I am going to bring peace. I'm going to give you safety that is not like the world gives you. You can't hide enough guns. You can't get rid of them. Those kids know how to make bombs. Their next deal, just lob a bomb. You're not going to protect this world unless we get rid of the sin. Sinners, evil men are waxing worse and worse. You want to protect your kids? Give them a life in Jesus Christ, where whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
This story about saving.
It's not so much as we have really believed that scripture that the children of this generation are wiser in their day than the children of light. But they know if they badger somebody long enough, they'll buy. If they make it look good enough. Was it you, Brother Ronnie, this morning told me about the biggest lie? You remember that advertisement thing you told me about this morning? I don't think everybody heard you. Would you say it one more time? He was telling his wife or somebody the other day, he said, man, if you want to see what lying's all about, look at the advertisement on TV. I promise you, no preacher that preaches truth is lying to you if he's preaching truth. He may not even preach it in the kindest words, but I'm telling you, truth is truth. I don't care who peddles it. The call it advertising. We call it evangelizing. Don't get them mixed up. Eras are only limited. What time is it? 25 after? If we got a musician in the house, go ahead and come. Eras. The Bible said children are arrows of the Lord. Blessed is he who has his quiver full of them. That's a scripture. I'm just quoting it to you. I didn't put it in here because I knew it. The motivation for their life is the one pulling the string or training them. I don't know how you're going to train your children. All I can do is offer you the material to do it. But to what degree you sacrifice time and precision in learning to pull back the string, because the arrows are going to go out there in the world. And they're going to go wherever that you aim them, and however much you motivate them to do what you're motivating them to do. If you motivate them, seek the Lord every day, and you'll motivate them most by acting it in front of them. Because as they see you, they see their future, because you brought them here. This should not put a guilt trip on anybody, because I've already told you, the blood of confession can cover anything that has a guilt associated with it. The only guilt we're going to experience is if we deny truth to enter into our life. The only negativism about this is when light comes, you push it away and choose darkness. My thoughts over His thoughts. I know my thoughts toward you, saith the Lord of hosts. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope. I promise you, on your worst day, sir, you may have mistreated her horribly, but on your worst day, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down with care, and I will give you a fresh anointing, and I will give you a renewing of your spirit. And when you get up out of that altar, you're going to find your arms craving to go back to that lady and say, sweetheart, I don't care how bad the history's been, our future looks good. I've been in the presence of strength, I've been in the presence of power, I've been in the presence of glory, and I know the difference in evil and good. And if we teach our kids that, it's not too late. That's the big trick the devil uses on us. It's just too late, man. You started too late. Don't forget what he said. He said, I'm going to reach back and take all the days, Joel the second chapter, and I'm going to restore to you all that was lost. Makes everybody have an opportunity. Hallelujah. Because when your kids see that you did this and did that, and all of a sudden you make a change, they're going to say, my goodness, it's a great change, and I can live that way because mama did it and daddy did it. And the world don't like it because they're in prison by lack of faith. Am I through? Let me see if I can get here real quick. Oh, can you back me up a little bit? Back me up two notches. Okay, that's it, good. Men think in time and squares. I've only got 70 years to live. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And I'm going to develop this routine and that routine. How many of you ever had your routine messed up?
Hello?
All of us have. Because routines don't work. The only routine that works is prayer. God, I love you. Whatever time it takes today to pray through, I'm not just spending 15 minutes. I know a lot of people spend an hour a day doing something. But I don't hear many testimonies about what happens as a result of that hour. Prayer is an exchange of your weakness with His strength. Prayer is not some little recital. Oh, my Lord, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. He's not an errand boy. Now, God, I want you to go over and transform my wife's mind. She's been mistreating me. No. Look, come here. Don't run for that jazz. No, you get down on your knees and say, God, make me the man that my wife can appreciate. Cleanse my heart from unbelief. Cleanse my mind from all this critical earth stuff. Cleanse my life so my kids will look at me and say, my mother is a Christian. She loves God. She eschews evil. She chooses that way to live. And when you come home with victory in your soul, my lands, I tell you what's going to happen. She's going to stand to her feet and say, my God, Randy, where have you been? He said, I've been to the house of God. Somebody wash me with the washing of the water by the word. And I'm clean. I'm made whole. I'm a new creature in Jesus. Not playing with your future. Prayer is not some wish list that you preach every day or tell God every day. Prayer is where you have a relationship of intimacy with Him, and He sows seed into your life. Don't forget, the church is the bride. And the groom sows seed that births power. That's what prayer is. God, I love you. Whatever you want to do with me, do it. Whatever you want to use me, do it. God, I am surrendered to you. Am I making any sense to anybody? I'm not playing with your future. It's too important, Brother Ronnie Cross. You don't go in there and call it prayer when you do all the talking and he don't get a chance to say anything. That's not an exchange of values. You go in there and surrender yourself and say, cleanse me from every thought that doesn't want to bless my neighbor, that don't want to bless my pastor, that don't want to bless my brother and sister in the church. I don't want any of that junk in me clotting up my blood or your blood either. God thinks in circles. What goes around comes around. And I promise you, the blood is fixing to take over the increase of this whole shooting match. Now watch this circle. The law of sowing and reaping. And don't allow the jagged edges. This is the way life really is. We draw circles that are perfect, but life is full of jagged edges. People are full of jagged edges. They come us with us. I mean, some of the greatest people surprise us every now and then. Life is full of jagged edges. It's impossible to stop time. Somebody say, we're on a roll. You're moving. You're moving. You're moving. You can play like you're sitting if you want to, but you're moving. You're moving towards your future. Your past is already history, covered with the blood and covered with confession. But I'm here to tell you, your tomorrow is great. Your tomorrow is wonderful. It's not contaminated by one thing. After many days, we will come back to meet ourselves. Our choice, whatever it is today, it's never too late. I wish you'd tell your neighbor that. I want them to hear it good. It's never too late. I don't care if you're 110 and here today, you can listen. You're not too late to make all the past perfected by one change in your life. That's a trick of the devil. God would never offer you at 100 years old. He would never offer you Calvary if it wouldn't take care of everything. So don't you let the devil lie to you and tell you, man, you've done too many mistakes. Has he? No. Just a godly wife. Done too many dumb things? No. Done too many horrible things? No. Tell your neighbor out yonder in the world that's been sick of religion and they're sick of all that going to church business and not finding future. Tell them, I know a place you can find a tomorrow that's got hope, that's got love, that's got forgiveness, that's got mercy, that's got power, that's got glory. I know a place. Every man, this is direct out of the book. Every man shall be rewarded according to his works. Don't be deceived. Repent or perish. And if Jesus comes 10 minutes from now and you have repented of every sin, and he said, don't make yourself a liar. He said, if we say we have no sin, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. All have come short of the glory of God. It's been too long since some people have realized their faith and lack of it has created sin. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's a direct quote from the Book of Life. So he said, if you've done something and you realize that was not a faith movement, repent.
How hard is that? God, I'm sorry. Yes, I did wrong.
It's only if you live for flesh that it's hard to say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. Because the pride of life keeps us from that. Somebody say kindness. Be ye kind one to another. You can accomplish that right now by just smiling at somebody. Please don't be disobedient. Just find somebody to grin at. Well, don't expect any fruitfulness tomorrow. I see it. Oh, it just broke. Niagara just happened. Because they that be obedient shall eat the good of the land. You don't want a pastor that don't teach that stuff. I want the good of the land. I want the good to come out of tomorrow into my basket. Now, somebody say hatefulness. Tomorrow, if you sow this and this, you will reap this and this. And somebody say, that's confusion. I don't want confused tomorrows. I believe in one God, and I believe in one way to live, and that's to follow Him. And if I find hatefulness, I'm going to erase it. Jesus, I plead the blood over that action. Whew, gone. Guess what you're going to meet tomorrow? You're going to meet kindness. Guess what the next day? Kindness. Just a little different form. Guess what you're going to meet the next day? Kindness. As you meet yourself, the more kindness you sow, the more every day you live. Kindness, kindness, love, mercy, grace, glory, power, victory. Hallelujah. The more you sow, the more you reap. The more you sow, the more you reap. And the more you reap, the more you want to sow. And the more you want to sow, and the more you want to dance. And the more you want to shout. And the more you have something to shout about. And you have something really to be excited to live for. This altar is open. Singer, would you sing?
How great is our God.
Halabahanda.
Sing with me. How great
God
is our God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, sing how great. How
don't let the jagged edges mess you up. There's peace in the middle of the storm.
Oh, yes, how great is our God. Oh, stay with me, how great.
It's up to you who you meet next month. It's up to you who you meet tomorrow. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Give, and it shall be given. Press down, running over, shall men give into your bosom.
And he's worthy of all praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, and my heart will sing.
Thank you, Jesus.